Mind is brought to you in association with the Institut International de l'ANSI. Work and succeed together with IIL.
Hello and welcome to Kids in Mind. I'm Dr. Rebecca Weber, child psychologist based in Geneva. And this month I am speaking with Adrian Hurst, ICT leader for English secondary at the Institut International de l'ANSI. Adrian will be speaking with us about technology in education. For more information, please visit worldradio.ch/kidsinmind. Adrian, when students learn mediated via technology, what are and are there age-specific factors?
Well, I'd love to tell you that there are some hard and fast rules that we can apply to technology as regards age-specific factors, but the answer is, unfortunately, it's not true. What we really need to do is to strike a healthy and productive balance at every age group, including, when we begin introducing tech at the very early ages, which is valid, but needs to be done extremely carefully. So screens, technology, obviously need to be introduced progressively and very carefully. And a word like carefully doesn't help much. So what I mean by that really is with monitoring. The quality of the activity taking place is probably way more important than the actual time the activity is taking place. Nobody wants to see a three-year-old on a screen for 4 hours a day.
Yes.
Absolutely. But then again, I wouldn't necessarily want to see a 16-year-old on a screen for 4 hours a day unless what they're doing actually warrants that kind of investment of their time and their energies.
I mean, if we do a kind of delineate between children in primary versus children in secondary, are there some, you know, in terms of timelines, some kind of boundaries, if you like, for how much time a younger child versus an older child should be or could be using technology?
We discussed earlier there are two sort of types of use of technology, an active researching type and a passive relaxing type. But I think the combination of both of those ought to not take any more time than it absolutely has to,
You
like. So if we're doing something active online, it's a tool. In the same way that when our students will pick up a calculator to perform a calculation, when they've got the result, they're not going to keep coming up with new calculations to play with the calculator. So this is what we have seen happen at our school. The tools, the technology tools, fade into the realm of a standard tool. It's useful, and when it's no longer useful, it's put down. However, your mileage will vary with this, obviously. So as I say, particularly when we start looking at the influence of social media and some of the more attractive, dare I say, addictive platforms. So monitoring, accompaniment, and definitely adult involvement, adult guidance, those are fundamentally important in deciding exactly where along that line for each individual we begin to hit that magic number where it's time to turn off the technology and do something else.
Right. And as you've previously mentioned, to have a kind of established contract that's previously defined and not trying to define it as you go along.
Definitely. Yeah. Whether that's at school or at home.
Right. Thank you so much, Adrian. If you'd like to hear that show again or more from our Kids in Mind series, please visit worldradio.ch/kidsinmind.
Kids in Mind is brought to you in association with IIL. Work and succeed together with the Institut International de l'ANSI. Find out more on IIL.ch.